When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Tracy Koga, and thanks for downloading this podcast from ilikehugh.com. If you can, give us a follow or a subscribe. And remember that all the information about the guests in today's episode can be found at ilikehugh.com. Now, let's get started.
Saying survival of the fittest, but this conversation is going to take a new twist on it, and we have the experts here. So I want to welcome to Hugh at Home Sonia Funk and Sylvia Marusik, and I guess, ladies, the stage is yours. But you know what, I guess for me and for all of us that don't know you, let's take a moment and talk about yourselves, and then how the two of you came together. That's always a good story.
Yeah, it is. Sylvia, why don't you start, I'll jump in.
Perfect. So I'm Sylvia Marusik. I'm an international activational speaker on health and well-being, but an occupational therapist by training. So, you know, 20 years ago, I started doing some professional speaking in the clinic that I was working in, and discovered that I had an incredible passion and maybe a calling for really focusing on prevention in what I speak about and easing suffering. And so that's what I do. And I love it. I'm so grateful that I get to do this for a living.
Aw. And Sonia?
So I am by trade a nutritional therapist. I have evolved, like Sylvia, felt a similar calling. I've evolved into an employee wellness analyst and strategist, which I could be the first person to call themselves that, but that is literally what I do for companies. And then, of course, I do the corporate speaking on mental health and food and nutrition and all those kinds of things. And when you're in the world of nutrition, of course, your focus is on the prevention side of it as well. Mm-hmm. And I think Sylvia and I both had this path that navigated to stress as the foundational thing that people really need to understand the ramifications of it everywhere and everything, and to really understand how much it costs, not just like money for companies, but our personal lives and our souls, really. Yeah. So we're really united on that. The story of how we met is interesting, too, if Sylvia wants to tell it.
It's a good may I, Tracy?
Yes, you may.
I used to have a radio show on CJOB, and it was called Happy Hour with Sylvia. And because I had done that for a long time, I was able to fill in on very short notice for other show hosts when they needed someone to fill in. So I was filling in for one of the afternoon show hosts, and the show was already set because I had gotten this very short notice. And Sonia was one of my guests that I got to interview, and I just fell in love with her. And she reached out to me afterwards to thank me for the interview. And I said, we need to spend some time together. And now here we are, that's 4 years later. We just knew that we had to combine our 50 collective years of work in health and wellness to bring this new project to life, to birth this new project, which is, it's just absolutely going to be critical because of the time that we're living in.
Wow. Okay, so let's get right into it. It is called Survival of the Fittest. And I'm going to, like, again, Sonia and Sylvia, fill us in on how this is going to be so important for employers, for employees, and for anybody that is involved in business and the general workplace.
I'm going to let Sonia answer this, but I just want to preface what she's going to say with a couple of really frightening statistics from before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so before the pandemic, stress leaves in Canada were costing over $50 billion a year.
Wow.
To companies and businesses. And we think that's a gross underestimation of what it was. We also know that based on the largest studies of the Canadian workforce done by Linda Duxbury, that the number one stressor that Canadians were reporting was work tied with finances. So when we look at the stuff that Sonia and I are about to describe and share with you, doing this for corporate business in the workplace makes so much sense on so many levels, and that's where the safety is most impacted. So I'm going to let Sonia take it away and describe this magical, amazing program that we've put together.
Okay, so clearly we have a problem. And so Sylvia and I sat down as the pandemic was going down. I think it was kind of April, May when we were chatting last year. We knew all of this information already. We looked at what was coming, how long it was going to last, and what would happen when it ended, and the collapse that was imminent in the physiology of our bodies, which then plays out into the emotion and the psychology, and obviously the workplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
This thing of separating work and personal life never really was a thing. We tried in the 80s. People's dogs, kids, and alien parents come with them to work every day. So we have to look at it that way, right? Yeah. And the pandemic is now coming with them to work every day or at home every day. So we realized we had to take, like Sylvia said before, our collective knowledge and experience, because we've both done stuff around the world,
mm-hmm.
and throw it together and find a strategy for recovery. And then recovery becomes a prevention for a future collapse that could come. So we took the term surthrival, which I think it does exist in other places. I had coined it earlier that spring when I had my own personal stress recovery that was going on. It's this land between surviving and thriving that we don't know that you need to navigate and heal and find balance to really make it back into thriving. And to also understand it well enough so that when things don't go well again, because our lives are still going to go on, the mm-hmm. stuff that was happening before is still going to happen, to navigate it, know the ropes, so that when life does hit you again, even after this pandemic and you've recovered, you know how to get back there instead of sliding back into survival mode. Because a lot of us have equated, I'll let somebody go in a second, a lot of us have equated this coping in survival as thriving and forgotten that we can actually feel better.
I was just going to hop on that, because that's what happens when we are surviving and we have a couple of really good days, or we've been eating a little better and not kind of craving the junk food, or we've been a little more active, getting a little bit of sunshine. We go, oh, I'm thriving again. And then all it takes is the smallest thing to send you back to feeling like you just want to shut the doors and make the whole world stop. That's not thriving. That's dipping your toe into the pond of what maybe used to feel really good. What we want to do is get you to the point where even when bad things happen, and bad things do, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the beginning of COVID, completely blown away by that. I'm the healthiest person I know. But the whole idea of thriving is not that bad things don't happen, but that you navigate them so differently and that you thrive in spite of those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's possible. And that is how we want to help people, because what we know about this pandemic is post-pandemic, whatever that means, we're going to see unprecedented numbers of depression, anxiety, suicide, PTSD, like we've never seen before, if we don't do something now.
Yeah. So it's interesting then, it sounds, and I've read, you know, some of the information, it sounds so logical, but how do you really get and connect with the corporate people that probably have no idea? You know, they might have like, you know, 100 employees or 20 employees, but, you know, how do you get the communication started on something so important?
So what we have done is we both worked in corporate wellness mm-hmm. already. So we know some of the ropes, we know the struggles, We know the disconnections that can be there. Sorry, my dog is trying to practically get on my lap right now. This is if COVID hadn't happened, this wouldn't be happening right now. Okay, his name is Mumford, and he's really cute.
Aw, can join in the conversation.
Yeah. Okay, so what we knew was that what we could do is take our existing knowledge of how corporate wellness is structured right now and do our best with how that vehicle works at the moment and create. So we've created a stress recovery navigation system to help that evolve.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to change right away. We're working with how it's done now, but we're bringing all of these tools and resources and common sense and cutting edge research and all of the things into a very back to basics way to make it accessible to everybody. And we've set this up, and I guess you'll want the details on this thing or system we're actually talking about, but we've set it up so that any company, you've got 10 employees, you've got 10,000 employees, you can access the basics of this program for your employees.
Wow.
Right.
So this will be offered then online and anybody will have access to it, and like, or do they actually, will you actually be coming in and doing presentations and working with the company?
I'll let Sylvia talk about the building.
We are so dying to be in companies. Like, I can't even tell you how much I want to be back in the room, eye to eye, feeling the energy of people and watching people transform in their own way of thinking. However, we can't do that yet. But what we do is we have a number of products that I'll let Sonia describe. But what we do is we do come in virtually and provide the basic presentation that's kind of the foundation for some of the other programs. And we can absolutely do that. And then we have things that we can deliver virtually, because what we don't want is for our teaching to be lost because we've done our presentation and we never come back. Mm-hmm. We have sustainability built in. And what we know about thriving and about a stress recovery program is that it takes intention, it takes consistency, and it takes sustainability. So we actually build relationships with companies. So we are your people, and you can count on us to continue to guide your company through the transition. The goal is to really help the culture evolve. And as Sonia said, because of the way we're making it available, you know, some of these big programs are just financially out of reach for the small companies. Mm-hmm. We've got a completely different way of delivering this so that companies of all sizes have access. Sonia, did you want to touch on the things that we're offering and that are in the works?
So on the platform level, the basic platform will be a video delivery. Mm-hmm. There's a video platform that's being built right now. Every company will have, it's kind of like the framework of all of it will come video. Some companies will have the option later on to bring us in live as an additional thing. But we're building the video platform and some live Q&As that are just part of the program that every company can access, because 10 companies with 50 people each is 500 people, 500 person company. So we're scaling the fees that way so that everyone can access it. To be honest, the smaller companies, what they're paying is just going to be paying cost. We won't have a profit built into that. Like, we're going to share the costs that way. So that's kind of how the platform is going to work. And then there's options for all kinds of extras, because some of the bigger companies will want to pay the keynote fee. They're going to want to have that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So we're making it really flexible. But everything that we do is strategically taught and organized in a successive way with all of the current edge leading research stuff. It takes 10 years to get into the mainstream.
Wow.
They're going to get that in an accessible, understandable way right now. Mm-hmm. And then there's lots of options. So when Sylvia said, asking me to describe the things, the products that we have so far is Survival of the Fittest, just the presentation. It can be 45 minutes. It can be a day-long workshop. It can be an executive retreat. Like we've got all that mapped out. Then we're doing something called the 21 Days of Balance, which is like a mini wellness program. We cover a lot of the basics and we make wellness terminology not scary. So by the time you're done that, neuroscience and nervous system will just come out of your mouth. It's your employees' mouths, and everyone will know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And they'll talk about the different sides. Are you in your parasympathetic nervous system or in your sympathetic nervous system? And which triggers of stress are you feeling right now, and changing the language? And then, of course, we have a full year long.
Wow.
Which will evolve into year two and year three, tailored to what companies need. But that year long is really structured strategically around the one-on-one work that Sylvia and I have done with the counseling and the therapy, mm-hmm. on how a human that is stressed out and sick needs to navigate recovery. Mm-hmm. So there's just a couple of entry points in the year where companies can hop on, because you need to know certain things, mm-hmm. and certain language, so that the language in the office changes, so that people start talking about it. There's an extra video each month for the leaders. This is what to expect. Like, we are pulling out all the stops, and it's going to be accessible for anyone. And really, I mean, Sylvia would probably agree if she wants to comment on this. This follows our training, our mm-hmm. professional experience, and our personal lives, all the stuff that we've used to navigate these things that our clients have used. And for some reason, wellness programs have never been comprehensive or strategic like this. They don't follow a person's timeline and what they need and how much they can or cannot do at one time.
And what we know is that you can't just give everyone a walking program or smoothies once a month and hope to actually impact their wellness. We're not saying those things aren't great. They are really great, but you have to have a really strategic focus. Mm-hmm. And Sonia and I do an analysis of what's actually going on in the company. What's the drug usage? What's the benefits usage? How much absenteeism? How many accidents are there? And we look at all of that information, and I spend a lot of time talking to employees and interviewing employees to get a sense of what is needed. And things are customized within the framework we've developed.
Wow.
Sorry, Tracy. I think you wanted to say something there, and I just kept talking.
No, I mean, because we never thought of this, like, you know, 5, 10 years ago or anything like that. And it's slowly coming to this. And even before COVID and even without this pandemic, I think that, you know, things were heading to a really bad place. I think now, because being forced in isolation and we're all kind of in this together. I hate always saying that, but I think now people are more open. And I think something like this is so valuable. Like, I'm learning more about what this all is. And because I hear it all the time. I just want to ask, we talked before, women in this age, in our age bracket, have lost their jobs or have quit their jobs because of the pandemic, having to become caregivers and school teachers and whatnot. And it is a scary thing that this generation will skip because jobs have been lost, and whether or not all the women come back. The workplace for women has really changed. So do you see what you're doing going to or help women in the workplace more? Is that something?
Yeah, absolutely, Tracy. But here's the other thing, is our big picture mm-hmm. is that this will evolve into community wellness. Mm-hmm. And so what we envision, and Sonia's already done some of this work and she can speak to it in more detail, but what we envision is that what is happening in workplaces will eventually be allowed to include their families and their family mm-hmm. members and their children. And we will be able to provide eventually more community wellness programs. Sonia, did you want to hop onto that one?
Sure. This has been my baby of a vision for quite some time. I've always had this theory that strategic employee wellness could very easily translate into community wellness. So in this situation that we're building here, you can see that if enough companies in a geographical location were in this program onto stress recovery, and the program will be set up so that there are things for kids and there are mm-hmm. things for spouses. Because when I go in and do strategy meetings, I always say, well, if 70% of your employees are men, what are you doing to engage the women who make a lot of the wellness choices in the family? Mm-hmm. Do they have access to what you're giving to the men? And they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah. And do you know how much their kids are going to cost you over the next 10 years? Do you have any wellness targeted at that? They go, no. So we're doing all of that in this year. It would take forever to explain what a whole year or two.
No. But that's wonderful.
Sorry?
No, but that is wonderful. And I think that is the end game is community health and wellness, because that's how we're going to get to become a thriving community. And there's just so much toxicity everywhere, you know, the racism, you know, all of these things that I've just sort of come up to the surface because people are talking about them more. I guess just sort of wrap things up. This is so wonderful. You know, is there a timeline? Is this launched? Or can businesses contact you?
Or, yes.
And how can
if you want to start with a presentation, we can absolutely start with that. Our year-long program will be available probably September.
Okay.
But we got to get in and start doing some preliminary work with you anyways and kind of get people's heads in the game about what this new way of looking at stress recovery is. A lot of people don't even take the time to consider whether they're stressed or not because it's their normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we got to get out of it.
And what we want to show you is this is not normal.
No, no.
Probably good to say, like what Sylvia just said, preliminary work with us, it's unlikely that a company that doesn't know us is going to hop on the year long. Mm-hmm. That's why we've structured it. Our presentation, that the actual stress recovery presentation, can be done now. And then it can be a longer workshop a little later on. The 21 days of balance will be ready in a couple months. Mm-hmm. So that's like a little mini sample. And then we're thinking realistically, we could probably have it ready sooner, but realistically September to start the year long. So there's a nice lead up, and Sylvia and I have all of our other topics that will be available. But I think we should mention that for that first year of the year long, we're going to be looking for pilot companies to do that year. And they will get a lot more bang for their buck that year because we'll be asking for feedback and giving them some freebies in return, so to speak.
Well, everybody loves freebies, but no, I would love like a follow-up. Yes. I mean, to actually talk to a company that has worked with you and, you know, hopefully seen some value, and they should be able to see value. And it's just so important to take care of yourself, and if you're an employer, to take care of your employees. So thank you so much, Sonia and Sylvia. This is fascinating. So I the invitation is open, ladies. And, you know, if you need me to give you some names for pilot companies, I'll be glad to help.
For sure.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And definitely, survival of the fittest will be something that, well, hopefully will be a household name. So thank you so much, Sonia and Sylvia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of ilikehugh.com. Podcast distribution from the Sound Off Media Company.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at AveryRich.com.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.